Under the Bush administration, sex education emphasized abstinence over contraception, stem cell funding had restrictions, and birth control for the poor was scaled back under a program called Title X. President Obama has said he plans to reverse or change those policies. Another priority is what's called the Freedom of Choice Act. If approved, federal and state funds could be used for abortion, and parental consent laws would no longer apply. It would likely spark a legal battle. And Peggy Hamill from Pro-Life Wisconsin says the makeup of the Supreme Court is likely to change, with one or more justices likely to retire in the next couple of years.
You know, we anticipate that there will at least be another justice that most likely would be appointed by President Obama, and he's made it very, very clear that he will have a litmus test.
Obama has advocated comprehensive sex education and access to contraception under Prevention First. Nicole Safar from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says the passage of this and other legislation they favor is much more likely in Congress now.
There are just some basic common sense things like restoring access to affordable birth control for college students.
A law passed under the Bush administration prevented university and some family planning clinics from offering birth control at a discount. Safar says this meant women who had paid $5 a month for birth control sometimes were paying as much as $50. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.